Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic Calm. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let's be real, we all have that one thing or maybe five things sitting in the back of our minds, whispering do it later. You know the drill. That looming project, a dreaded phone call, even just folding the laundry. Procrastination can feel like a relentless shadow, and trust me, I've been there countless times. But guess what? There are ways to break free from its grasp and reclaim our time and energy. Today, we're diving headfirst into actionable strategies for conquering procrastination and finally getting things done. Now, before you think this is going to be another lecture on discipline and willpower, because let's face it, those often leave us feeling more drained than motivated, hear me out. We're talking about practical, real-world tools that work with your brain, not against it. Think of it as a friendly nudge in the right direction, a little roadmap to help you navigate those procrastination potholes. First things first, let's acknowledge that procrastination isn't just laziness. It's often a symptom of something deeper: fear of failure, feeling overwhelmed, or even perfectionism. Ever feel like your brain is playing a game of hide-and-seek with motivation? You know, one minute you're bursting with energy and the next, suddenly, that couch looks awfully inviting. That's our brain trying to protect us from discomfort. But by identifying these underlying triggers, we can start to address them head-on. Okay, so how do we actually combat this procrastination monster? Here are five strategies that I swear by. 1. Break it down. This is a game changer. Overwhelmed by a huge task? Slice it into bite-sized chunks. Think of it like dissecting a dragon into manageable flames. Seriously, tackling smaller steps feels less intimidating and gives you those sweet, sweet wins along the way. 2. The power of just 5 minutes. You don't need to be superwoman or superhero unless that's your thing. Just start with 5 minutes. Set a timer, commit to working on something for just 5 minutes, and often, once you get started, that momentum keeps rolling. It's like opening a jar of peanut butter, the initial resistance is the hardest part. 3. Embrace your prime time. We all have different energy levels throughout the day. Figure out when you're most productive. Are you an early bird or a night owl? Schedule your challenging tasks for those peak hours and save easier stuff for when your brain needs a little break. 4. Reward yourself. You deserve it. Celebrate those mini victories along the way with something you genuinely enjoy, a delicious snack, a few minutes of scrolling through your favorite social media feed, or even just a relaxing stretch. Positive reinforcement is a powerful tool. 5. Be kind to yourself. Okay, this one's crucial. We all slip up sometimes. Procrastination happens. Don't beat yourself up over it, learn from it, dust yourself off, and get back on track. You're human, remember. Progress, not perfection, is the name of the game. Okay, picture this. You've got that big presentation coming up, the one that's been lurking in the back of your mind like a mischievous gremlin. The deadline feels closer than ever, and suddenly Netflix starts looking awfully tempting. You know what I'm talking about. This is where those procrastination strategies we just talked about come into play. Break down the presentation into smaller chunks, outline, research, draft each section, practice, boom. Suddenly, it doesn't seem so daunting. Set a timer for 25 minutes and focus solely on outlining your key points. Reward yourself with a walk outside after that first chunk is done. And hey, if you find yourself getting sidetracked, gently redirect your attention back to the task at hand. Be kind to yourself, remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about making progress. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to help you conquer procrastination and reclaim your time and energy. Remember, this isn't a one-time fix, it's a continuous journey. Keep practicing these techniques, experiment with what works best for you, and celebrate the small victories along the way. You got this. And hey, don't forget to share your own procrastination-busting tips in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can all learn and grow together. Now go out there and make something amazing happen. See you in tomorrow's episode for another dose of Stoic Calm.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.